The failure of canine detectors to find explosives is the subject of a federal court case in Alexandria, Virginia. A jury began hearing evidence today in the case, which involves sniffer dogs, dogs trained to sniff out explosives as well as narcotics. The defendant, Russell Lee Ebersole, runs a kennel in Maryland that trains these dogs. He's charged with defrauding the government of more than $700,000 and putting the lives of federal workers at risk because prosecutors say his dogs failed at their jobs at federal buildings. John Kelly is covering the trial for The Washington Post.
What the government says is that they had suspicions about the defendant based on calls to a government fraud hotline, and they decided to sort of do a sting on the dogs, and that the dogs failed to detect close to 150 pounds of explosives.
This was a test that was carried out at the Federal Reserve, where they actually would drive trucks up carrying explosives, and the dogs, I guess, didn't acquit themselves terribly well.
Right. On April 4th of 2002, three private detectives were hired to pose as contractors, and one drove up with 50 pounds of TNT in a vehicle, the second drove up with 50 pounds of dynamite, and the third had 15 pounds of C4 plastic explosives. And what the government says is that the dogs failed to detect and stop any of these vehicles.
You write in today's Washington Post about a woman who trained at Mr. Ebersole's kennel. She was assigned a German shepherd named Peace, and she ultimately had so many doubts about Peace's performance that she set up a test. Tell us about what happened there.
Well, she contacted several people, one of whom is involved in training canines for the Maryland State Police, and she asked him to test out her dog, and he did. And what you do when you test a dog like that is, you know, you hide things all over the place, and you also hide things that might distract the dogs, hot dogs, you know, Ajax, dishwashing detergent, and you're looking to see whether it can find the things it should find and that it doesn't get tripped up by the things it shouldn't find. And what this gentleman said was that the dog had a really hard time and was more interested in eating the hot dogs than in finding the explosives.
Mr. Ebersole denies the charges. He's pleaded not guilty. And his attorney told you that he thinks this is all the work of rival drug trainers who were jealous of him.
What his attorney says is that he is not guilty. And the world of detector dog certification is very murky. There's no single agency that certifies a dog as being, you know, a blue ribbon, a number one drug or narcotic finding dog. And I expect that in this trial we'll see them talking about that. That is, you know, who certifies dogs.
What is the mood like in the courtroom where this case is being heard?
What's interesting about this case is the judge is Leonie Brinkema, who's the judge in the Moussaoui case.
Zacharias Moussaoui is the alleged 20th hijacker from the 9/11 attacks.
Right. She's a very deliberate, very gracious judge, very good at explaining to the jurors what the process is going to be like and why she needs to be so careful as she's helping the prosecution and defense pick a jury. The mood was a little bit light when she asked, you know, raise your hand if you own a dog and if you have strong feelings about the way dogs are trained. So I think though the judge denied the defense request to visit the kennel and see the dogs, you know, I think the dogs are going to be sort of a backdrop to this trial.
Well, Mr. Kelly, thanks very much.
My pleasure.
John Kelly is a staff writer for The Washington Post.